You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I was actually, believe it or not, on the fence on whether or not I should cover this article. However, with recent events and the world showing that it's more than willing to mock a man's tears, to mock a man's pain, guess what? All bets for me are off. I'm ready to talk cash shit about any and every subject that I desire. Yeah, gentlemen, no more holding back. Oh, my channel's about to get a whole lot livelier, which means more than likely I'll end up getting canceled. But hey, you know what? It is what it is. Now, gentlemen, this particular article is a riot. It is a barn burner. When I read this article, I shit you not, I fell out of my damn chair. It was that damn funny. Now, this article was published on the 27th of September. Man caught on video urinating on ex-wife's grave, quote unquote, almost every morning. Oh, you gotta get his man his flowers. He hated his ex-wife so much that he literally decided, you know what? I'm not going to threaten to piss on her grave. I'm gonna do it. A man in New Jersey is accused of habitually urinating on his ex-wife's grave, according to media reports. The purported desecration occurred at the Tappan Reformed Church Cemetery, a centuries-old burial ground on the border between New Jersey and New York. Michael Murray told News 12 that the saga began when he repeatedly noticed deli bags full of feces placed near the grave of his mother, Linda Torello, and contacted the police. So not only did he decide to piss on the grave, he decided to leave bags of shit there too. Hey, I ain't shit. So guess what? Yeah, I know I shouldn't laugh at this, but fuck it. Why not? Officials took a report of the incident, and Murray later obtained permission to place cameras on the cemetery grounds to try to obtain footage of the act, according to the outlet. The footage, which was too poor in quality to bring to police, revealed Torello's ex-husband was the perpetrator, according to the New York Post. Murray later returned and obtained higher quality footage with his phone. The 68-year-old man visited the cemetery, quote unquote, almost every morning between 6:14 a.m. and 6:18 a.m. with his current wife and urinated on Torello's grave, according to the Post. You gotta admire this man's dedication. Oh my God, gentlemen. Wow. Quote unquote, I can't get my wife to go out to dinner, but this guy gets his wife to go along with him to desecrate my mom's remains every morning, Murphy told the Post. Oh man, that is utterly hilarious. The man apparently had a long-standing grudge with Torello, according to WABC News. He was married to her for a short time, more than 40 years ago, and left her when she became pregnant, insisting that the child was not his, her family told media outlets. Uh-oh! Now we see why this guy had such a grudge against her. Obviously, she was riding the carousel on him while they were still married. DNA testing proved the man was indeed the child's father, according to the Post, and Torello remarried later. Torello, an avid animal lover, died in 2017, according to an online obituary. A public urination charge was filed against the man by the Orangetown Police Department on September 18th, and the investigation is still ongoing, according to Orangetown Police. Wow! Just wow. Now, on the surface, this looks like a crazy man with a grudge. However, there was a very key piece of information that was left out. The DNA test did not say whether or not that Michael was the man's child. Notice that? It only says DNA testing proved the man was indeed the child's father. If he was actually Michael's father, they would have said that. So, how many children did she actually have? Once again, you gotta look further down the line. You gotta read between the lines. So, this man obviously had a grudge against her because she probably cheated on him. And she probably had somebody else's kid. However, it says that she remarried later. Why wasn't her husband there? Uh-oh. If you read between the lines, this makes her a two-time divorcee. Just saying. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. How do you honestly feel about this man who decided to R. Kelly his ex-wife? Oh, gentlemen, this, in my humble opinion, is hilarious because a lot of people will make that threat. You know what? I hate you so much, I'll piss on your damn grave. This guy actually did it. Just saying. And to you ladies out there, hey, the power will go out for you. And so will your lights. Feminism and constantly cheating on your man will go out right along with it. However, a lot of men will decide to walk away. But guess what? This guy in particular, his hatred was so strong for her, and a man's hatred can become so strong for you, he might actually outlive you and do what? Desecrate your remains. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.